Yeah, Saturdays with Virgil and Perth 6PR. Delighted to be talking once again to Chris Parry, our travel expert. How are you, Matt?
I'm really well. I love the way you say expert.
Do you?
Great enunciation. Yeah. Okay. I'm an expert.
An expert.
Yes.
Yeah, but I'm just trying to think. There was a line there that I used to use from time to time. It's just evaded me at the moment, but it may come. You never know.
Was it to do with my appearance by any chance?
No, not at all. Not at all. You were looking wonderful today in
mustard.
Mustard.
Okay. Look, the South Fremantle game is still going on, so I didn't wear any.
Oh, okay.
South Freo merch.
So you're betting your averages here.
Yeah, at the moment. just got to wait. Yeah.
Okay. It's a very mustard. I like that.
Thank you.
Looks more like used Kimbies to me, but
Jesus.
There you go. It's another story. All right, let's wonderful time of the year. It's like 21 degrees. It's not a bad day today, actually, I've got to say.
Beautiful day today.
But we're talking about beaches and bays, you've decided.
I think we decided this because last week, with about 5 minutes to go, I was just launching into a beautiful description. We were doing WA Natural Features.
Yes.
And I was telling you about how beautiful Wharton Bay is, which is 100 k's east of Esperance. Mm. Sorry, Wharton Beach and Duke of Orleans Bay. And Andy sort of cut me off because he wanted to know what my favourite song was, because it was another section you were doing.
Yes, that's why Ethan is here today, not
I
Andy.
I noticed Ethan was here today.
Yeah,
I haven't seen him for a while. Probably won't see Andy for a while either.
not probably tomorrow.
Yeah.
Wharton Beach. So why is it so special?
Oh, as I said last week, I think for me, Wharton on a good day is the best beach in the world, certainly the best I've ever been to. And we've got beautiful beaches here in WA, but Wharton on a good day, if you haven't got an Antarctic wind coming up, then that sand, when you walk on it and you get your big toe and you want to scratch your initials in that sand, and it nearly cuts the skin on your toe.
Oh, really?
Because it's just so sharp and beautiful and it's bright white. And the water, as it sort of, the little waves sort of drop down onto the sand.
Yes.
Do you remember drinking as a kid lemon saline? The stuff you put in a glass of water and shake up and it'd go fizz. You get this beautiful little fizz, and that's what the water down there is like. When it just sort of hits the sand, you get this beautiful fizz sound.
Right. Lemon saline, is that some form of health drink or something?
I don't know. No. It was sort of like after sport or something. Early days of hydrolytes and things like that.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But it would sort of shake up and you'd just stir it and it would fizz up.
I'd much rather have ice cream or something.
There you go.
Yeah, sounds a better fizz to me.
Yeah, okay.
But there you go. Yeah, so, I mean, the sand and the Asia blue water, crystal clear.
And you can drive on it.
Yeah.
So be responsible, do the right thing.
You've given me some photo imagery. It was very exciting on radio. But
look at that!
I'm not too sure if anybody's actually watching. You can go to 6br.com.au and click on watch.
And for those that aren't watching, do you want me to describe the
scene? And frighten your kids. So yes, this is that you bowling? I mean,
no.
The stature is very similar.
No,
and about the height too, I must say.
The height, that's my son Tom.
Oh, okay.
And he's
right.
Bowling to his sister Matilda.
Yep.
And that's on Wharton Beach.
Okay.
So it's hard packed sand, really easy to drive on, and you can just do anything on that beach.
And this is another
beach cricket. Look at that. There's
another photo.
We've disappeared. Just a picture of
thankfully,
Broad
this
Acres.
Is this is the pristine picture.
Yeah,
of
look at that.
Beach. Look
There's
at
no
that.
Cars, no people in that scene.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, it looks like
Beautiful
a very nice part of the world. There's
it
no
is.
Question about that.
So a lot of people are familiar with Cape Le Grand, which is the national park just east of Esperance.
Mm-hmm.
So Wharton Beach is just east of Cape Le Grand. But within Cape Le Grand, you've also got the iconic world-famous Lucky Bay.
Ah.
And quite often people see pictures promoted through Tourism WA that have got the kangaroos just sort of relaxing there on the beach. So definitely be careful driving on Lucky Bay because those kangaroos like to just lie back and have a bit of a sleep.
Oh, well, you couldn't miss them against the pristine white sand there, could you?
No, you can't.
No.
Just amazing beaches down there, beautiful.
Yeah. So Lucky Bay.
Yep.
Why is it called that? Do you know? Is there some hidden
I'm
meaning?
I'm not sure. I'll find out for you.
Would you mind?
Yes, yeah. That's okay.
Okay.
Report back to class next weekend.
That's right. We know why they're called elephant rocks, do we?
Yeah. It looks like a herd of elephants. So we're continuing our way around the coast here. So
okay.
The elephant rocks is sort of part of that area we call Green's Pool, which is in the William Bay National Park around sort of Denmark, and it's just remarkable, isn't it? I was going to say beautiful, and well, we know it's beautiful, but it just feels remarkable to enter the water there. And those rocks really do resemble like a herd of elephants. There's not a lot of imagination needed.
No.
And it's a very special place. And it's just, you know, when I think of beaches of Western Australia, and I think of that one, and you probably don't get a lot of opportunities unless you live close by to visit it. So it's iconic, and you get your shot when you do a big road trip and you go there, and it's well worth it. But we have officially over 2,000 beaches in Western Australia,
right?
Which is a lot.
It is a lot.
And nearly all of them are magnificent.
Mind you, we've got a pretty long coastline as well when you think about it.
Our coastline is 10,194 kilometres, largest coastline for a state in Australia.
Now, people will think we prepared that, yeah, that I would say that and that you would come back with that. But we didn't.
No.
Nope. You've got all this information right there.
10,194 kilometres.
Right between the ears. You've got it, haven't you? Yeah. Fantastic.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, and it's just something I love having as a, you know, as a fact.
Yeah.
Sort of reminds us of the opportunities we've got in this state.
Yeah.
Like, I've got some beaches that we'll talk about that are really special to me, for nostalgic and sentimental reasons, or just because they're wonderful to stand on and take a sunset photo.
Yep.
But I'm sure our listeners have got their own favourite places, either just to sit and watch the sun go down, or go for a walk with their dog, or body surf, whatever it is, beaches give us so much.
Yeah, they certainly do. And the photos that you brought in, they're all pristine, they look fantastic. Yeah.
Well, it's not hard to take a picture of a good beach.
No. Well, I don't know. Sometimes it is.
Hamelin Bay is probably more well known now for the stingrays that are down there. So that's between the two lighthouses of Cape Naturalist and Cape Lewin.
Right.
And if you get your timing right, you'll get stingrays that have, you know, got a width of more than 2 metres to them. And they'll sort of lift up one of their wings and run it along your leg and just stand there and watch them glide in the shallows.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Gee whiz. Yeah. Well, you know, I haven't heard of that before. Aren't they? They call them stingrays for a reason, that they, but obviously they don't sting you.
Well, there's a sting on the end of the tail, and of course we all know how Steve Irwin unfortunately was stabbed through the heart by snorkeling above them.
Yep.
You're not putting them under any threat by standing there in the shallows and them gliding around, and they've become quite familiar with people.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be standing on them.
No.
Just stand still and be responsible and enjoy the beautiful moment.
Yeah. Another remarkable fact about Western Australia.
Yeah. Yep.
Well done, Chris. Now, I've heard of Bunker Bay, a great spot.
Yeah, now that is a beautiful spot and a beautiful bay in itself. And again, we're, you know, surrounded by beautiful natural bushland and the beach is lovely. If you're after a bit of luxury, then there's a beach that is linked to the Bunker Bay Resort, which is a beautiful, beautiful place to spend some time at. And you know, staying there and walking on that beach, you know, you're very close to so much else within the Margaret River region as well, or even just a pie at the Dunsborough Bakery. Here we go. We've left the beach and bought a pie.
And the pies are good there, I've got to say. Yeah, I've partaken of a couple of those in my time.
Yeah, I think we've touched on this a few times and I think we're going to have to do a bakery story at some stage.
Oh, I thought you were going to say a bakery trip. That would have been much better.
We can do that. We can do a road trip.
Yeah.
Find a great bakery.
Yeah, that would be a good idea, wouldn't it?
It would.
Yeah, all right. I'll put that down.
Put that on the list.
I'll put that on the list, yeah. So Bunker Bay, it certainly is, as you say, beautiful section of the coast.
Yeah, yeah. Yep.
So how many times have you been there?
The first time I went to Bunker Bay, I actually swam ashore on the sail training ship Lewin.
Oh.
So that was back in 1988, and that predates the Bunker Bay. The Bunker Bay Resort being there,
right.
Jumped off the ship with a friend of mine, and we swam ashore. I wouldn't do that anymore with the big white Noahs swimming around in those waters.
I can remember that day being reported that you, when you dived in and swam ashore at Bunker Bay.
Yeah, tsunami warnings went off all around the world.
No, not at all. But the environmentalists ran down and tried to roll you back into the ocean. And look now, there's a bit of beaching.
You've got to be careful. My family's going to hunt you down.
All right. I tell you what, we might take a short break, and because we're going to move back from down south more to localised areas.
Yeah, we'll look at a little bit of the metro area and a little bit up north as well.
Okay.
I might even tell you a story about Julie Bishop.
Oh, okay. Mm. She's a good friend of mine, actually.
There you go.
If I can get something, I'll ring her straight away.
I've got a strong beach connection.
Have you?
Bishop. Yeah.
All right, we look forward to that. Saturday Arvos with Berger on Perth 6PR with Chris Parry, our travel expert.
This is The Catch-Up on Perth 6PR.
Yes, Berger with you through until 4 o'clock. We've got our travel expert, Chris Parry, joining us today. We were just talking about Lucky Bay, and we've got Chris from Maylands on the phone. He knows who the bay is named after, Chris. So,
wow.
Another Chris. Two Chrises, I'm outnumbered. Hey, Chris, how are you doing?
G'day, Chris. John,
how you going,
mate?
That's Mr. Burjo to you.
Thanks.
Yeah, not too bad, John.
Excellent.
Love your work.
So,
and g'day, Chris.
G'day.
But look, Lucky Bay was named after when Matthew Flinders, the late, great Matthew Flinders, was doing his bit circumnavigating Australia and mapping it back in 1802. There was a big storm and his ship was in trouble. And he found this little cove, and he ducked in there for a couple of days and rode out the storm. And he said, it was very lucky we came across this place and called it Lucky Bay. And that's the story.
There you go. So he was lucky in the true sense of the word. Yeah, well done.
Well done.
Thanks very much, Chris.
Always
nice to chat to you on Perth 6PR.
I always thought Little Cove was a small villain.
Little Cove.
Isn't it a Little Cove, a description for a person? A cove? He's a strange cove?
Mm.
No?
Oh, yeah, cove, yeah. Yes, it is an expression, yeah. Funny sort of cove.
Funny bloke, isn't he?
Yeah. I wanted to get back to Julie Bishop. What happened? Tell us about the...
My daughter.
Do we have to have a lawyer listening before you tell this story?
No. Okay. No, this story was approved by her. I sought her permission because what concerned me was that we're in a remote area, my daughter Matilda and I.
Yes.
And it involves Julie. And I thought if this is somewhere she comes to get away from the world, this is when she was our wonderful foreign minister.
Yep.
I didn't want to blow a cover. So okay. I contacted her and asked her, and she said, nah, you go for it. It's a great story. So Matilda and I had landed on the Abrolhos Islands and doing a bit of exploration there, walking along the beach, and we hear, help, help.
Oh.
And it's Julie and her partner had ridden up on the beach on some jet skis, and the tide had gone out a little bit, and those jet skis were just a bit too heavy to push back.
Oh.
So Matilda and I joined in and a little bit of heave-ho with some ropes. We got them back in the water.
They were marooned.
They were marooned, yep. They were, well and truly.
Yeah. I don't think anybody's ever been marooned on a jet ski before, but there you go.
And they're big things these days. Yeah, they're like little runabouts.
Absolutely. So you helped push them back into the water.
We did.
And they rode off in a load of spray and said thank you very much.
Yeah, and we waved and had the spray in our faces. And I wrote about it for the West Australian at the time. And it was a beautiful photo of Matilda and my daughter pulling a jet ski on a rope. So,
fantastic.
Beaches can give you all sorts of adventures.
Yes. Well,
you never know who you're going to meet at the beach.
No, mixing with the rich and famous.
Yeah.
No question about it.
That's right.
Well done, Chris.
Thank you.
All right. Now, we've been up north, so we're coming down a little southern stages now into more local areas like Leighton.
Yeah.
Leighton Beach.
Leighton is one of my favourite beaches these days because mm-hmm. I have a remarkable dog called Molly Plum. She's a groodle, rather big dog, and right. she loves the beach.
Right.
And Leighton is one of those big, long beaches that's great to take your dog to. And dogs don't fight at beaches. It's one of those amazing things in nature that they just all get along. And you can walk along the length of that about as far with your dog as the Dingo Flour Mill. And you're looking at those wonderful dinosaur cranes at the port as well. You've got that backdrop of those big cranes at the port.
Right.
And it's also just a great beach to sit and watch people walk past with dogs. It's also a good swimming beach. It's just a perfect beach for lots of people to gather.
Yeah.
It's not private by any means. There's always a lot of people there.
Yeah.
It's great.
There's a word for sitting back watching people on the beach. Starts with P. Something to do with optical.
Yes.
Anyway,
yeah.
we won't go there. So Leighton, yes. Now, yep. Another beach, of course, which is down there. Being a Sydney boy, we have a beach exactly the same name in Sydney. And we call it Coogee.
Yep.
Coogee Beach.
Yeah, you got
but
it wrong.
But here...
Yeah.
It's Coogee.
Yeah, which is the right way to pronounce it.
Okay.
Yeah, you got it wrong. So
I must let all those people in Sydney know.
Yeah, let them know. It's Coogee.
Coogee.
Down at Coogee, which is near Coburn.
It sounds like a cooey, doesn't
it? Yeah, it does a little bit. Yeah, yeah. And that's a beach which, if you like a bit of snorkelling,
mm-hmm.
then you've got the Omeo shipwreck, which is probably less than 50 metres offshore. And the amount of fish that gather around that is only matched by the amount of people that love snorkeling over the top of it.
Right.
But there's a nice little underwater trail with some public art that's underwater that you can find as well.
Yep.
But the Omeo itself is so easy and accessible. And if you're teaching someone to snorkel, it's probably one of the best places, apart from Palm Beach, which is worth talking about as well down at Rockingham.
Yeah.
But the Omeo is a wonderful experience if you enjoy just snorkeling with the most basic snorkel and mask that you got. You don't even need flippers or anything like that. It's only a couple of metres deep, so you can just do your little duck dive, and it's a wonderful thing to have basically within the metropolitan area.
Fantastic. The basin.
The basin.
The basin.
Now, is there a place to swim in Western Australia that is more iconic than the basin? So it's on Wajumup, Rottnest Island.
Mm-hmm.
And when I first went to the basin, my mum got us to Rottnest, but I think she'd maxed out the credit card, didn't take any cash. We couldn't hire a bike or anything, but you could walk to the basin.
I'm blaming mum for that.
But at least we could walk to the basin. You know, we didn't need to get to the West End or Parakeet Bay or anything like that. As you walk up the little hill, it's not barely a hill, just the rise, and then you look down on the basin, and you just see people in this beautiful, literally a basin effect of flat coral reef.
Right.
It's just spectacular. And to find yourself swimming there and the fish that come in, big trevally, and they're all having their sort of regular meetings and chats and catching up with what's happening in other parts of the reef, and they don't seem to be bothered by you, just floating above and looking down.
Right.
It's a wonderful, wonderful spot.
The basin. It sounds. I used to like going to Pelican Point.
Where's Pelican Point?
Well, I don't know, around the back end there somewhere. I think
on Rottnest.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know Pelican Point. Is it on?
I might have confused the name. But
there's so many. Sure. I mean, the amount of little beaches and coves and opportunities to swim. There's always somewhere on Rottnest if you don't want to be around people, or you enjoy being around people.
Yeah.
So yeah.
It certainly is a fantastic part of the world, no doubt about it. Palm Beach.
So Rockingham, undergone a lot of change over the years, and I'm lucky enough that I spent most of my school holidays down in Rockingham and Shoalwater Bay. And Palm Beach is probably, I think, if someone had to ask me, what's the best beach to teach a kid to swim, I would say Palm Beach.
Okay.
It's just it's remarkable. It's literally, they should call it Calm Beach. It's a beautiful beach, and there's also a few jetties there. And I remember I learnt to swim there, and those swimming instructors would make you jump off the jetty. That was like one of the ways of graduating to the next level of swimming, you know, qualification.
Yeah, just jump off here, you'll be okay.
You'll be right. Yeah, jumping off Palm Beach jetty.
So you had to swim, didn't you?
Yeah, sink or swim. And I'm glad I could swim.
Well
so
done.
That is a beautiful beach. And then just around the corner from Point Perrin, you've got Shoalwater Bay with Shoalwater Beach. It's part of that Shoalwater Marine Park where there are seals, and you've got the penguins at Penguin Island as well. I learnt to drive a boat there, and I've taught my kids how to drive a boat there. And you also learn what it's like to get stung by stingers when they get blown in occasionally.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Well, sounds a perfect place. That's apart from the stingers.
Yeah, that's not. But don't we all learn to live with stingers when we're in Western Australia?
Yeah.
So there's that sort of. Do you remember those?
So are they blue bottles? Are they?
No. They're you can't even really see the jelly part of them. They look like floating hairs, like four hairs.
Oh.
And it's. I always think of those magic eye posters and cards that came out years ago where you got to focus your vision and then all of a sudden you see a sailboat or a jet aeroplane or something. They were called Magic Eye. And it's like that when you're in the waters of WA beaches. Mm. You're sort of looking around and then your eyes seem to just sort of focus through the water and you'll see the stingers.
Right, okay.
So, and that's when you run out of the water.
Right. So, okay. Yeah. But they're hard to see, right?
They are hard to see, but they're also sort of seasonal and dependent on wind into different beaches and, yeah.
Do they have a tentacle sort of thing that wraps around
you?
No,
not really.
Not like a blue bottle.
They're not bigger than your hand.
Oh, okay.
They just sort of look like floating few hairs. But, no, they haven't got that bell shape with all the tentacles flowing behind them.
Okay. So, yeah. All right. Well, look out for
those. There's an education for you.
Isn't it, though? I mean, it's just astounding.
Your homework
what I take away.
Google stingers.
Stingers.
Okay. WA beaches and stingers.
All right. Okay. Now, I hesitate in bringing up Cable Beach.
Cable Beach.
Yes. Because I have heard a rumour.
I was conceived on Cable Beach. Thank you, Betty and John. They were meant to be babysitting. Still a family friend to this day who's just a little bit older than me, not by much. They were meant to be doing a bit of babysitting and they thought that they could do something else instead.
Right.
On Cable Beach just before it becomes the nudist part. Yeah.
Just before it became the nudist part.
So when you're driving along Cable Beach, you get to that point where it says from this point onwards.
What were you? You strained through a pair of jeans or something?
I have a strange taste of sand in my mouth to this day. Cable Beach has a very special part in my heart.
1970.
Yep. Yep.
I wonder if anybody else that's listening was on that beach in 1970.
Well, I know a couple of families that were on that beach.
Really?
Yeah.
So your parents didn't think it was...
I could name names.
Well, we're delighted that it happened on Cable Beach.
Oh, so were my mum and dad.
Yeah, otherwise you wouldn't be here.
That's right.
Entertaining us today.
Love you, Cable Beach.
Like you do, Cable Beach. As a matter of fact, you brought in a photo of your good self with your dad.
Yeah.
Can I hold this one up?
Look at that. It's even got that monochrome-y sort of look to it.
If you're watching...
look at that.
On sickpower.com.au and click on watch, you might be able to see that.
It's amazing how short I am there because my dad is no taller than I am now and he's got his hand on my shoulder and I've got a fishing rod. I think I caught a flathead that day.
Okay, so
on Shoalwater Beach.
You were five.
I was 5 years old, so it's 1976.
Yeah.
And just one of the reasons why I love Shoalwater Bay so much, that there's memories that I grew up with but that I now share with my own children.
Yeah, well,
That's what a beach can do for you, Bejo.
That's what a beach can do for you. So were we going somewhere else?
Shell Beach. So Shell Beach is within the Shark Bay National Park area.
Okay.
I think Shell Beach is quite long. I think it might be about 70 k's long. But the amazing thing about Shell Beach is the shells are all from cockles and they're up to 10 metres deep on that beach. It's not just, you know, the first few inches or anything and then you hit the sand.
Yeah.
And you're just walking along crunching on old cockles that just get washed up in that one particular part of the Western Australian coast.
You'd need some foot protection, wouldn't you?
No.
No?
No, you got tough old feet. Maybe a pair of the old black thongs. I bet you call them flip flops.
No, I don't. You know, I've never owned a pair in my entire life. No.
Wow, why not?
I don't know. I'm a sneaker man.
Yeah. You're a sneaker man. Yeah. Are sneakers on the beach?
Yeah, no. Well, if I have to, if I was walking across the Cockles, I probably
on
would
the
have,
Cockles.
I'd probably have sneakers.
Well, the Cockles of my heart tell me that a pair of thongs will get you nice and easily.
I bet you haven't walked on any of the English beaches without your sneakers or something on.
That's always a big disappointment, I think.
Yeah,
I think you need a pair of safety boots on some of those beaches.
Absolutely, yes. So that's why when people come out here from England and they go to they say, we're going to the beach today, and they pack their sandals and their sneakers or whatever, you're thinking that they're going to be walking on all those pebbles and things. That
I was talking.
And they're amazed when they get to the beach.
I was talking to Kirsty before I came in about climbing Mount Agung in Bali, and that requires a lot of trekking gear, and it's not far different from an English beach, to be honest.
Is that right?
Yeah. You need trekking poles and boots and all sorts of things to make your way there.
I have a vision.
Is it a good vision?
Not pretty. You with trekking poles and big boots.
I'll bring them in next week.
Oh, no.
Yeah, trekking adventures next week.
Okay. All right. Mate, it's always an absolute delight to talk to you about wonderful places that people can go and enjoy here in WA, and there's plenty of them, of course. And also we were absolutely amazed to hear that you were conceived on Cable Beach in 1970.
Thank you, Betty and John.
Yeah, thank you, thank you. Well, yes, it's the verdict's out, Betty and John. No, I don't mean that yet. Good to have you with us, mate.
Always, always good to be with you, Burjo.
Good on you. Chris Parry, he's our travel expert, happens here with Burjo on Perth's 6PR.